97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
So let's own that. Dare I say, be joyful in what we will do in the process of owning that, which is knowing that we can and will build community and coalitions and remind people that we're all in this together. Let's not let the overwhelming nature of this strip us of our strength.
Yeah, the stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Genevieve, I think the message there was do not despair. We're behind in the polls. Let me give you some more word salad from Kamala Harris yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't hear a lot of joy. as she was talking, I was like, well, what is this dark moment that she's talking about? Is she admitting that she's down in the poll?
She was sitting on a stage. She had Maria Shriver on one side of her and Liz Cheney on the other side of her. And, of course, the audience was not allowed to ask questions at that town hall. But Shriver had asked her about, the challenges facing the country with a man like Donald Trump potentially getting in the White House again. And that was basically her answer was, her word salad was do not despair.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if she had a record to run on, she could have touted that and said, look, here's the great alternative. But instead, she's like, the problem is the Americans are already despairing. That's the problem is that many people look at their checkbooks and they look at the prices of things and they look at the border. And that's why they're despairing. And there are many people despair that we still got 2 weeks to go in this thing. I think that's one reason maybe you're seeing a lot of the early voting. You're seeing is people are so ready for change. And I don't think they're thinking change, meaning Kamala Harris.
How effective do you really think it is to have people like Liz Cheney? Okay, obviously politician, that's her background. But then you have the Democrats, bringing out Eminem on the stage. And obviously Republicans have done it too. But that's been really big for the Democrats this election cycle.
Yeah, but Kim, I feel like they do that every election cycle. They always have the majority of Hollywood on their side. They always have the majority of like the rock stars or whatever on their side. And the problem is, I just don't think that motivates a lot of people who are actually concerned about their own financial well-being, their own concern about what are their children being taught in schools or concerned. I mean, what does Eminem know about any of that? Or what is he going to do about any of that?
Right.
You might like some of his music or this or that or whatever, think Oprah's interesting. But, Oprah isn't going to solve the border crisis.
No.
And I just think people realize, like, that's not a legitimate, that's fine, that's interesting, it makes you watch TV maybe, but it doesn't make you necessarily vote for somebody.
Well, it also tells you a lot about Liz Cheney and how bitter she is at what happened to her. I don't know exactly what happened to her. She hates Donald Trump. When I saw her sitting on the stage with Kamala Harris and speaking at some of these rallies, this is all I could think about.
As somebody who is a centrist, and in one fell swoop here, he has put somebody on the ticket whose voting record in the Senate is to the left of Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. So I think that, the American people are going to look at the substance of this. They're going to look at what she stood for in the past. They're going to look at what she said during the primary election. And it's very clear. She is a radical liberal. She's somebody that has said we ought to spend $32 trillion on Medicare for all. If you look at her record as well in California, she did, in fact, essentially ban gun sales with executive action. And she threatened during the primaries to do the same thing if she's elected.
Yeah, that's Liz Cheney 4 years ago.
Yeah, it sounds like she's making Kamala sound like a real constitutionalist, isn't she?
Yeah.
Which is exactly the reason she says you got to vote for her now because she'll defend the Constitution. What she just said about the gun issue is a total violation of the Constitution. What we see happening on the border and not protecting it in our nation's sovereignty, that is not upholding the Constitution. I mean, I think Liz Cheney would have to go really far to prove the case that Kamala Harris is a real constitutionalist here. Look, I don't know what happened to Liz Cheney besides the fact she got Trump derangement syndrome. And I get it. Okay, she doesn't like Trump. There's plenty of people on the Republican side that he may not be their favorite person. But, if you're going to vote on policy and you're going to vote on who's more conservative than the other, I think you're probably going to pull the lever for a Donald Trump. And the fact that she just kind of has lost it to the point of going out and and let's keep in mind what else she lost. She lost her House seat in Wyoming. I mean, the people of Wyoming decided you're not the one we want representing us. In Wyoming, let's remember, it's a pretty conservative state.
Oh, yeah.
And they decided Liz Cheney ain't a conservative. and they decided, and that was in the Republican primary. So, you know, she lost her seat. She's lost her standing. She's really lost her platform to a great extent. And I didn't watch the whole event yesterday, but much of what I did see in the photos that came out, she didn't look like a happy person. I mean, again, talk about no, every photo I saw was like, this is communicating downers. Every time I looked at it. And you're right, Maria Shriver telling the audience, we've only got pre-submitted questions here, and there's no opportunity to ask a live question. I mean, what does that communicate to people?
Right.
It says to me, you can't answer a surprise question.
Yep. Well,
you've got to be fed the line.
Right, so she can prepare her answers and try to memorize them. We have about a minute and a half or so left, but another big story that I saw the Daily Signal covered, too, was the Pentagon now having to look into this leak of intelligence on Israel's retaliatory plan against Iran, right? I mean, I'm not surprised at this point that this was leaked.
No, well, I'm not either, Kim, but I mean, I'm mad about it. I mean, the fact that we have somebody in the Pentagon who's out, obviously, trying to harm Israel, is trying to help their enemy. And look, this is, you know, you can't say, oh, well, Kamala did this or Joe Biden did this, but they clearly have people in their administration, political appointees, whether, you know, likely at the Pentagon. And we know this. And when we see from their administration, they've been kind of schizo on, do we support Israel? Do we not? Do we support them? Do we not? And that's, they've got people on their staff that feel that way. And look, this thing, I mean, if you listen to an interview, a podcast that our VP of Foreign Policy at Heritage did, Victoria Coates, I think she makes a very good argument that one reason this thing has gone on and that Hamas and others have not settled and we haven't had a ceasefire is because they feel like, you know, we may have enough, being Hamas, we have enough support in the administration. Maybe we can keep this thing going. Like, if we come out strongly from Israel from the get-go, giving them support verbally and in real ways, this thing might have been over a long time ago. And a lot of hostages might be alive and might be home with their families today. But we've given, the administration has been too willy-nilly, and it's given Hamas and these groups hope that maybe they're going to be able to live this thing out. And that's a tragedy in and of itself.
It is indeed. Genevieve Wood, Heritage Foundation, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
You bet.
Get more at 971talk.com.